Welcome to our deep dive into staying healthy during menopause. We'll be focusing on a helpful guide with tips from medical professionals and organizations. So we're going to pull out the most surprising and useful advice for you.
Yeah. It's about going beyond the basics, you know, and really getting into like the why behind these recommendations so you can make informed choices, you know, for your health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in and start with, like, what's actually going on in your body during menopause? Like, what's that big hormonal shift that's kind of driving all these changes?
Well, the key player here is estrogen. You know, as you transition into menopause, those estrogen levels, they start to fluctuate and eventually decline. And it's this kind of hormonal roller coaster that can trigger all these effects throughout your body, you know, from hot flashes to even bone density changes.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about like managing the symptoms on the surface, but really understanding what's happening underneath.
Right.
That makes sense. So how can we actually support our bodies through these changes? The guide mentions diet as a key factor.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've probably heard a lot about, you know, fruits, vegetables, lean protein. But during menopause, those choices become even more crucial. You know, for example, getting enough calcium and vitamin D, that's vital for maintaining bone density, which can weaken as estrogen levels drop. Did you know that 1 in 2 women over 50 will experience an osteoporosis-related fracture?
Wow. It's a pretty startling statistic.
It is.
It really puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
So beyond those usual suspects, are there any specific foods that can either help or maybe even hurt us as we navigate menopause?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some foods can actually worsen certain menopause symptoms. For instance, spicy foods and caffeine are known to trigger hot flashes in some women.
Oh, so maybe those late night spicy tacos might not be the best idea.
Well, it really depends on your individual triggers. You know, keeping a food journal can really help you pinpoint which foods impact you the most.
Got it. It's all about personalized nutrition. Now let's talk about exercise. The guide really emphasizes strength training, not just cardio.
Yeah.
Why is that so important during menopause?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So strength training is a really powerful tool for maintaining that bone density. It helps build and maintain muscle mass, which in turn supports, you know, your skeletal system.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it has this positive impact on your metabolism, your mood, and your overall energy levels.
So it's kind of like a win-win for both physical and mental well-being.
Absolutely.
Okay. The guide recommends 30 minutes of exercise most days of the week.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot to fit into a busy schedule.
Well, the good news is you don't have to do it all at once. You know, even short bursts of activity throughout the day can make a big difference. Think, you know, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, going for a brisk walk during your lunch break, or, you know, doing some simple strength training exercises at home.
Okay.
Every little bit counts.
So it's about finding those little ways to sneak it in.
Well,
that's reassuring. Now, another thing I struggle with personally is sleep. And I hear it's very common to have trouble sleeping during menopause. So is it just about getting enough hours or is there more to it?
Yeah, it's a great question. So sleep quality matters just as much as sleep quantity, especially during menopause.
Yeah.
Hormonal fluctuations can disrupt your sleep patterns, and that can lead to, you know, those dreaded night sweats and insomnia, and that's where sleep hygiene comes in.
Sleep hygiene. So it's kind of like having good habits for sleep.
Exactly. Think of it as setting the stage for a restful night, establishing a consistent sleep schedule, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and making sure your bedroom is cool, dark, and quiet can significantly improve your sleep quality.
So even just like little adjustments to our routines and environment can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we have a lot more to cover, but before we move on, I'm curious about something.
Okay, I'm all ears.
So we talked about diet, exercise, and sleep, but what about stress management? I imagine that plays a big role in overall well-being during menopause.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, stress can really amplify menopause symptoms and, you know, impact your overall health. When you're stressed, your body produces cortisol, and that's that like fight or flight hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Elevated cortisol can actually disrupt your hormonal balance even more, making those menopausal ups and downs even more intense.
That's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Menopause increases stress, and then the stress makes those menopause symptoms worse.
Exactly.
So how can we break free from that cycle?
That's where those stress management techniques come in. And it's not just about feeling calmer. It's really about protecting your long-term health. And this guide actually highlights some great strategies, like deep breathing exercises, meditation, and even spending time in nature.
Those all sound really nice in theory, but like, how do they actually help with those physical symptoms?
Well, it's all about regulating your nervous system. When you engage in these relaxation techniques, you activate what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for the rest and digest response. And this actually counteracts that stress response. So it helps to balance those fluctuating hormones and reduce symptoms like hot flashes and sleep disturbances.
So, like taking a few minutes to breathe deeply could actually help with those night sweats.
Exactly.
I'm definitely going to try that. But what about when stress just feels completely overwhelming? Is there anything else we can do?
Well, you're not alone if you're feeling that way. You know, menopause is a major life transition, and it's completely normal to experience a range of emotions. And sometimes those stress management techniques just aren't enough. That's where seeking professional support comes in. You know, talking to a therapist who specializes in women's health, they can provide really invaluable guidance and coping strategies.
It's a good reminder that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And it's so important to remember to address that emotional side of menopause, not just those physical symptoms. The guide doesn't go into too much detail on this, but it does mention mood swings, what causes those.
Well, those fluctuating estrogen levels we talked about before, they play a big role in mood changes during menopause. You see, estrogen influences key neurotransmitters in the brain like serotonin and dopamine. And these neurotransmitters, they regulate mood, sleep, and even cognitive function. So as estrogen declines, these neurotransmitters can kind of get thrown off balance. And that leads to feelings of irritability, anxiety, or low mood.
Wow. It's fascinating how everything's interconnected, the hormones, brain chemistry, emotions. So what can we actually do to help manage these mood swings?
Well, first of all, remember you're not alone. A lot of women experience similar emotional shifts during menopause. It's like a shared experience, not a personal flaw.
That's such a good point. Sometimes just knowing that other people are going through the same thing can be really validating. So what about practical tips for actually coping with these mood changes?
Besides the stress management techniques we talked about, there are a few other things you can do. Regular exercise can actually boost those feel-good neurotransmitters, improve sleep, and reduce stress. And as we discussed earlier, a healthy diet is super crucial for your overall well-being, including mental health.
So all those healthy habits we've been discussing, they all kind of work together to support both our physical and emotional health.
Right.
I like that. It's like a holistic approach.
Exactly.
Is there anything else we can do to kind of nurture our emotional well-being during menopause?
This might sound really simple, but it's often overlooked: prioritizing self-care. During menopause, it's easy to get caught up in taking care of everyone else. But it's super important to carve out some time for yourself, whether it's a relaxing bath, a walk in nature, reading a good book, or spending time with friends. Make sure you're doing things that you know bring you joy and recharge your batteries.
It's like that oxygen mask analogy.
Yeah.
You have to put on your own mask first before you can help anyone else.
What?
And it's not selfish to prioritize self-care. It's actually essential for our well-being.
Yeah.
Speaking of self-care, the guide mentions a few practical tips for managing hot flashes, including dressing in layers. How does that help?
Well, it's all about being prepared for those like sudden temperature changes. Dressing in loose, breathable layers allows you to, you know, quickly adjust your clothing to stay comfortable. So you can easily shed a layer when a hot flash hits and then just add it back on when you cool down. It's simple but effective.
It makes a lot of sense. Now, before we move on to kind of our final points, I want to just acknowledge the elephant in the room. We've been talking about, the physical and emotional aspects of menopause, but there's also this societal element to it. Menopause is often shrouded in this secrecy and stigma. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a really important observation. There's definitely a tendency to view menopause as a negative experience, something to be feared or hidden. And I think part of that comes from the lack of open conversation about it. It's often portrayed as the end of youth and vitality rather than a natural transition to a new phase of life.
It's almost like we're supposed to pretend it's not
All
happening.
right.
But the truth is, every woman goes through menopause.
Exactly. It's a normal biological process.
Exactly. So it's time we start talking about it more openly and honestly.
Right.
By, sharing our experiences and supporting each other, we can kind of shift that conversation from one of decline to one of empowerment.
Exactly. Instead of seeing it as a loss, we can see it as a time for growth, self-discovery, and new beginnings.
I love that. And remember, there's a ton of information and support out there for women navigating menopause.
Absolutely.
Websites like the North American Menopause Society and the Menopause Charity offer evidence-based resources, forums, and even online support groups.
That's right.
It's empowering to know that we're not alone on this journey. There's a
Exactly.
whole community out there. Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from understanding those hormonal changes to, you know, managing symptoms and embracing the emotional and societal aspects of menopause. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on one final and perhaps most important point: the role of our healthcare providers.
Yes, absolutely. Open communication with your doctor is crucial throughout menopause. You know, they can help you manage those symptoms, discuss treatment options like hormone replacement therapy, and address any concerns that you might have. You know, menopause is a personalized experience, and your doctor can provide you with that individualized guidance based on, you know, your needs and your medical history.
So it's not just about going for those annual checkups, but really having a trusted partner on this journey who can answer our questions and help us make those informed decisions.
Exactly. And don't hesitate to advocate for yourself. If you're experiencing any symptoms that are bothering you or you have any concerns about your health, speak up. You know your doctor is there to help you navigate this transition smoothly and ensure your well-being.
That's such a good point. Now, before we move on to our final thoughts for this deep dive, I'm curious, is there anything that you read in this guide that particularly surprised you or that you found especially insightful?
You know what really stood out to me was the emphasis on the power of community. The guide highlighted the importance of connecting with other women who are going through, you know, similar experiences, whether it's through online forums, support groups, or simply just talking to, you know, friends and family. Sharing your journey can really help you feel less alone and more understood.
It's like having a cheerleading squad for menopause.
Exactly. And you can learn so much from each other's experiences. You know, hearing how other women have coped with different symptoms or embraced the changes, it can offer, you know, those valuable insights and just a sense of camaraderie.
It's a reminder that we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything. We've talked about the hormonal changes, those physical and emotional symptoms, practical tips for managing them, the societal perceptions surrounding menopause, and the importance of seeking support. I feel like we've given our listener a comprehensive toolkit for navigating this stage of life with confidence.
I agree. We really delved into those complexities of menopause, debunked some myths, and hopefully empowered our listener with knowledge and resources.
That's what the deep dive is all about. So as we wrap up this deep dive into staying healthy during menopause, I want to make sure we leave our listeners with some actionable takeaways. You know, we've covered so much valuable information. What are some key things that you hope our listeners will remember?
You know, if I had to choose just a few, it would be embrace the changes. Prioritize self-care and don't be afraid to seek out support. You know, menopause is a natural transition, and while it comes with its challenges, it offers opportunities, you know, for growth and self-discovery. It's a time to redefine yourself, prioritize your well-being, and connect with other women who understand what you're going through.
Yeah. It's about shifting that perspective, you know, from fear to empowerment. Like, menopause isn't the end of something, it's the beginning of a new chapter.
Exactly. And remember, knowledge is power. The more you understand about what's happening in your body and your mind during menopause, the better equipped you'll be to make those informed decisions you know about your health and well-being.
And that's why we do these deep dives. We want to arm you with all that information and those resources that you need to navigate this stage of life with confidence and grace.
Absolutely.
And if there's one thing that I want to emphasize, it's you're not alone. Millions of women around the world are going through this, and there's so much support out there, whether it's from healthcare providers, online communities, or even just, you know, the women in your life.
Yeah.
It's a sisterhood. And speaking of support, we've mentioned some really great resources throughout this deep dive, but I want to make sure our listener knows where to find them. Can you remind us of some of those key resources?
Of course. So the North American Menopause Society, or NAMS, that's a fantastic resource for evidence-based information on like all aspects of menopause. They have a really comprehensive website. It's NAMS.org, and they've got articles, FAQs, and even a directory of certified menopause practitioners.
So if you're looking for reliable information, NAMS is a great place to start. What other resources did we mention?
Another great one is the Menopause Charity. And that's actually a UK-based organization, but they provide support and information to women going through menopause. So their website is menopausecharity.org.uk, and they offer, you know, a wealth of resources, a symptom checker, a forum, and even a helpline.
Okay, great. So no matter where you are in the world, there's support available.
Exactly.
Now, before we say goodbye, I want to leave our listener with one final thought. You know, we've talked about all these different aspects of menopause, but what's the one piece of advice that you would give to a woman who's just starting this journey?
I would would say just be kind to yourself. This is a time of major change, both physically and emotionally, and it's okay to feel a little overwhelmed, confused, or even frustrated at times. Just give yourself permission to adjust and learn and grow at your own pace.
That's such good advice. Mm-hmm. You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to have it all figured out, but menopause is a journey, not a destination. It's about embracing that process, honoring our bodies, and finding what works for us.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into staying healthy during menopause. I hope you found it informative and empowering and maybe even a little inspiring.
It was my pleasure to be here.
And until next time, take care. And remember, menopause is not the end. It's just the beginning of something amazing.